Hello.
Oh, hi, Gary.
Yes.
Hey, it's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
I'm doing fine.
Good. Good to hear. I was just following up because we're having trouble processing this month's payment, and I didn't know if there's something going on with the card that we have on file.
And what is it you all do?
We do the Google placement and the Google ads and the directories, basically your entire online presence so that people can find your business online.
And what does that cost us a month?
It's $299 month to month. Have you been on your dashboard by chance to see the results that you're getting?
No.
Oh, no, my goodness.
I don't hardly. Every once a month, I see something from you all, but that's it.
So, in the time that you've been with us, your company has been found on the first page of Google 3,634 times, and you've had 388 Google actions, including clicks to your site and clicks to call you from the first page. Have you seen the site that we built for you by chance?
I don't even think I've seen that.
Oh, my goodness. Wow. Okay, so I'll send you a link to your website so that you can see it. There's an orange banner at the top that says the information here is no longer being updated. That's just supposed to be a friendly reminder to let you know that the payment's not going through. So, you know, some people don't like that up there because, excuse me, they think that the clients might think that they're out of business or something, you know. But it's just a little prompt for you to call us.
Okay.
Yep.
Yeah, send that to me. I'll be interested in it.
Yeah, it's saying that the credit card that we have in file, a Visa ending, excuse me, in 1801, it's saying that it could be that the expiration changed because we're getting a CVV failure, which means it's a different expiration month or year or code on the back. I have November of 2025 for the expiration. What do you have for that one card?
I don't, that's not even one of my cards. It must be one of my wife's.
Oh,
so
interesting.
Put that in the email.
Oh, I just texted it to you. But I want to let you know, Gary, that in the terms and conditions that you acknowledged with your e-signature, you agreed to an automatic renewal each month on the 14th. And in order to prevent that charge, you have to call us 3 business days prior. So there is a $299 past due balance on the account either way. If for some reason it doesn't settle, it will reoccur to $598 on the 14th of May. And I definitely don't want that to happen to you if you're on the fence, whether you're even wanting to continue or not. You know what I mean?
Okay, but it'll tell me all this, how many people's visited our site and all that.
That's on the dashboard. I can send you a fresh login to the dashboard, but the problem is it won't give you access until the account settles because right now it's past due. So if you try to log in, it'll just say your account's in suspension. Click here to reactivate. But, yeah, all the tracking is on the dashboard for sure, and it tells you not only the numbers that I shared as far as how many people found you, but it shows you the keywords. So, for instance, of the 3,634 times you were found, 1,212, it was the keyword asbestos. 34 times asbestos removal near me. Asbestos removal Pennsylvania 15 times. Asbestos testing near me. Asbestos unions Pennsylvania. So there is 18 different keywords that you're coming up for on the first page, and all of that is tracked on the dashboard as well.
Okay. I'm going to give you another card.
Okay. You got it. And then I'll send you the login. So when you have time, please go in there. You'll be able to see everything. But go ahead with the new card whenever you're ready, Gary.
Okay. It's American Express.
Okay.
3715.
Okay.
8429.
Got it.
0473.
Okay.
002.
And expiration?
7 of 28.
The code?
4452.
Now, for this card, is it still the Congress Road for the billing address, or is it a different billing address?
Yes. No, same address.
Same. Okay. So I'll get your authorization, and you'll be good to go. And I just want to confirm the email that we have, since you haven't been on the dashboard yet. Is it gary.justice@att.net?
That's it.
Okay.
And what address do you have? What address? Is it 539 Congress Road?
Let me go back and look. But I did get the green light on the payment, so that went through. But let me just trying to send out the email with your login. Okay, so that one was sent. So if I go back and look for the billing address, we have 539 Congress Road. Is that correct?
That's it.
Okay. Perfect. Okay, so if you have any questions when you get on the dashboard, feel free to call me. And then that orange banner on your site will be removed within one business day. So if you look at the site and you want to add something fresh on there, let's say that you have a very cool, like, before and after photo or some new images, you could also click on business info in the dashboard and you can upload new content. And anything that you send through that way will automatically go on your site within 1 to 3 business days.
Okay.
Okay. All righty. So you're all good to go. And have a great rest of your week too, Gary.
Thank you. You too.
Thank you. Appreciate that. Bye-bye.